Our scripture reading today, Genesis 50:20. As for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring among that many people should be kept alive as they are this day. Philippians 1:6. Being confident in this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And then, Lord, I do pray one more time that the word, God, will bless those in attendance today, God, that it will be a word that heals, that brings deliverance, God, that saves and sets free. And I do thank you. Speak through me. Let your anointing fill the room. In Jesus' name I pray. And I, once again, just thank God for being here. I thank God for all of you. I give honor to the board and the trustees and each of you, the elders, each of you, God's children, each of you, the congregation. I thank God for being here today. So he's a funny God. He's a good God, but he's a funny God in how he deals with us, and especially with how he deals with me on what to preach. I really seek him because I want to make sure that what I'm preaching will bless you, that you can take it with you all week, that it'll be a blessing to you and uplift you. And you can go back and say, I remember these words. So I try to spend time really considering and making sure that I'm hearing his voice. And so this week I want to talk from the topic, God's plan. And it really came from a song from, I don't know if you know Fantasia, but she was an American Idol and she won, gosh, 20 years ago now, she won American Idol. But one night I was up looking at videos, watching inspirational videos, and I don't know, I just felt like I should put her name in. So, you know, on YouTube, you can just pretty much watch anything. And so I put in Fantasia's name, and this song came up, and it was called Necessary. And so I played it. I just felt strongly, play the song, because I hadn't heard of it. I played the song, and in the song, she talked about the trials that we go through, but that it's necessary, that sometimes they are necessary. We go through some struggles. We go through rough times in our life. But in the song, she's saying that it was necessary that I go through that so that I could be who God has created me to be now. And some of the words were, and this was the part that got me. It says, I am who I am today because God used my mistakes. He worked them for my good like no one else ever could. It was necessary. It was necessary that I went through those things. And how many of us sometimes we dwell on the things that we did in the past, you know, maybe things that we weren't proud of. We weren't proud of what we did. Maybe we, you know, maybe we struggled in our youth or whatever it may be. Maybe you went through a divorce and you weren't proud of that. Or maybe you didn't do well with your kids or you had trouble with your kids. Or, you know, it could be anything that you went through that you weren't really proud of. And then the enemy uses that to worry you and to stress you. But the words of her song said, I am who I am today because God used those mistakes. He used that. It was a part of his plan for us. And so that's what I want to talk about today. He gave me three scriptures. I'll talk about those and share something last night. Isn't that funny? I've like been planning all week for this sermon. Last night I was watching CNN. They were doing a special on Superman and it just fit right into what, what I want to talk about today. So I'll save that story for a few more minutes, but, it's a part of his plan is what I wanted to get to. And for scripture, I really like this. I like the story of Joseph because he went through so much. If you know the story of Joseph, God gave him a dream and he knew. And in his dream, he was going to be a big shot. You know, pretty much he was going to be the man. And in his dream, he could see he was ruling over everyone, ruling over even his family, his brothers and his parents. And his brothers didn't like that very much, you know. Threw him in a pit first. They threw him in a pit. And then one brother was like, no, we can't just, you know, we can't kill him. He is our brother. We might not like what he's doing, but we can't kill him. So they sold him into slavery. And so he went into slavery. He's working. And each time, Joseph had to make that transition to something different. From, it was really one tragedy to another, really one trauma to another. But each time he used that to make him better each time. So he went from being in the pit. He went to being enslaved in Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife tried to attack him. She tried to rape him, really is what it amounts to. She tried to woo him. because he was a good-looking young man. And when he was like, no, I can't do that to my God. See, he stayed faithful to God in that time. No matter what we do, all of the struggles, the trials we go through, as long as we continue to walk with God, he's got a plan for us. He's got a plan for our life. So she lied and she said, oh, he tried to attack me. So they threw him in jail. So now he's been in a pit. He's been a slave. Now he's in jail. Each one of these things could have destroyed him. It could have taken him out, but instead it built him up. Instead, he was built up. Like in the song, it says, all of these mistakes or all of these traumas that I've gone through is what made me who I am today. Joseph had to go through each one of those things. He's in jail now. In jail, he rose to the top in jail and became the leader of all the prisoners. He was the guy in charge of everything in prison. That was his call, the call on his life. But it was God's plan. He had to learn. He had to learn those things. It was a rough road. We have some people really go through a rough road. But Joseph was able to continue to rise. So now he's been in a pit. He's been a slave. He's been in jail. He's at the top. He thought that they were going to come and rescue him because of his gift. But nope, he still had to wait a few more years. But then finally, the king had dreams and he couldn't interpret them. But that was Joseph's gift. His gift made room for him. He came in. He interpreted the dreams. The Pharaoh, not the king, but the Pharaoh put him at just one level below him. So he was the top governor, which is what the plan God had for him. Why? Because he had to save his family. He knew then how to manage. You know the story. He had to manage the famine. So they collected when they were in the good times, he collected grain and all the foods and things he would need. So when they were in famine, he had everything he needed. But he actually had to learn that process through all of those traumas that he went through. He learned, he grew from it. It's because God was with him. God had a plan. He used that for this last scripture. So I kind of talked fast through it to get you to the point of my scripture. But in the scripture, what he says, I'll read it and then we'll talk about it. In Genesis 50 and 20, it says, as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are this day. So I can remember saying that all the time to people who tried to hurt me, but you meant for bad. God turned it for good. And it really is what he did. They meant to destroy Joseph, his brother, when they threw him into the pit and then sold him into slavery. But all of that time, God was still working in him. All of the troubles that he went through, all of the trials that he went through, God was working together for his good. What they meant for harm, what they meant to destroy him, God took it and used it to save a whole nation. So it's hard that we go through things, but it's necessary. It's necessary that we go through. And not everyone's called, but some people are called to walk that walk. And so, that's what that scripture, he's talking to his brothers when he says that. He's talking to them, they've come and now they're feeling so guilty. Oh gosh, we sold him into slavery, you know, and now we have to come and ask him for grain. We have to ask him for food. And what a wonderful thing. He didn't hold it against them. His heart was pure. What a wonderful thing. That's just an aside from the sermon that I'm talking about. But when you can walk in forgiveness, what a wonderful thing. He was able to tell them, nope, it's okay. What you meant for harm, God really had to use it and to see that, you know, and not be angry. You know, he could have said, you guys threw me in a pit and then you sold me. I'm going to put you in a pit. You know, he had the power now because he was only saying to Pharaoh, but he didn't. He said, what you meant for harm, God turned it around for my good. And so I want to encourage you today that whatever you're going through, whatever it is, it may be that, it may be that it was necessary. God brought me through and now he can bring you through. And so we go through that. I know as a single mother, many times I've had to share with other mothers, you know, encourage them to go back to school. I've had to share what it's like to walk that walk of a single mother. So I had to go through that. It was necessary. And God brought me through it pretty good. I think he brought me through it pretty good. And so I can share that with others, to them to go through that. I was sitting. I talk about my cancer journey all the time. But I was sitting with a lady. I was at a reception in Des Moines. I went, if you see me on Facebook, my class went to Des Moines, to look at the legislature and meet the people there, the legislators there. But we had a reception and I happened to sit next to a lady and, she was sharing that she just found out that she had cancer. And usually when I find people, when I meet people like that, I immediately share, you know, well, I know what you're going through, hoping their hearts, because when you first get that diagnosis, it's extremely, extremely stressful and shocking, and there's so much to it. And so we were sitting and talking, and I said to her, I try my best to listen to God when I'm talking to people or ministering or, you know, whatever, to make sure that I'm saying what he wants them to hear, from my story. And I told her, I was the one who took care of everybody, but I had to, God had gotten me to a point where I had to, receive help, receive love. I think I talked about this a few weeks back or a month or so back, but I had to receive it, receive the help from people. And that was what her issue was. And I didn't know. I just listened to the Spirit. I tried to listen to God. When I took time that you need to sit and allow, didn't want to. She felt like, oh, I'm taking too much from them. But God is so good. He sent me. I had to go through what I went through. It was a journey. But so that I could bless her, not only her, many people, but he, as I was re-looking at my sermon, sometimes he can bless others. Can you guys hear me? I'm going to step back up here so you can hear me. Okay. So we use that. Sometimes we go through things. We go through things. And it's not, like I said, it's not always easy, but sometimes it is necessary that we can bless others. So if we can look at it that way, you know, that's what helped me a lot, is that I know this has not been an easy journey, but if I can bless someone else through it, since I have to go through it, if I can bless someone else through it, then I'm okay. I'm okay because I know God is in it. He takes everything and he works it together for our good. That's one of my absolute favorite scriptures. It's not up there, but it says, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And that means it's not always just good things, but, you know, it's literally all things, the things that we go through. It works together for good to you and to those that you are helping. So if you can remember that as you're going through, he works it all together for the good of everyone. Like in Joseph's case, he was able to save the nation because of the traumas that he'd gone through. And that's not excusing traumas or anything like that. I felt this week, it was just important to encourage you not to dwell on your past, but to know that anything that you're going through, anything that you've been through, can bless someone else. There are so many people who just need to hear your story. Just need you to share. When you sit down next to someone, you know, ask God, is there something you want me to say to them? Is there something you want me to share with them? It's a blessing. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so knowing that, just be confident in knowing that no matter what you're going through, he's going to bring you through. He said he's begun a good work in you. He's begun that work in you. So no matter what it looks like, if it looks like you've lost your way, if it looks like you're not going to make it, know that he has begun a good work in you. And it's a part of his plan. And he's going to perform it. He's going to finish it, is really what it's saying. He's going to finish what he started in you. You won't leave here until he finishes what he started in you. Amen. Amen. All right. So let me share this quick story with you that I saw last night. It was the story of Christopher Reeves. You all know he played Superman back in the 80s. I'm going to stay over here. It's hard. I've gotten used to standing in the middle. It works better for me, but I'll stand over here. He played Superman back in the 80s. And then in the 90s, he had an accident and he ended up paralyzed. And, they were talking about his journey, but the part I want to share is right at the end, they were talking to him. They'd done an interview. Now this, his children had put together a documentary about him and just his whole journey and everything. And, he was, man, such an athlete. And he just, you know, you would think, wow, what a tragic thing to happen. And it was that he was riding a horse and he became paralyzed, and he was paralyzed from the neck down. So it was tragic. But while he was talking, he said, you know what? It was necessary. And I decided, I looked at my sister. I said, that's my sermon tomorrow. I said, okay. She said, you should share that. I'm like, you're right. I should. He saw it, all the trauma that he went through, everything that he went through. And it was hard to watch it, to just see that he'd gone through so much. He looked at the camera and he said, you know what though? It was necessary, because now there are people who have the same thing that he had, but they're walking because of the time that he put in, the research that he helped to start and he helped to develop. So sometimes it is, it's traumatic. Sometimes it is trauma filled, but sometimes it's necessary. And I know this was a hard sermon for me to preach because it's hard to say, yeah, you're going through, but you know, I'm trying, but I know it's hard. It's hard, but it is necessary. And think of the people who might be blessed from your story through what you've gone through. Think who you can bless by telling them, yes, I went through it. Yes, it was hard, but God brought me through. And if you trust him, he'll bring you through too. He'll touch your life. He'll heal your body. He'll make a difference in your family if you trust him. And so I want to leave you with this last scripture. And it's James 1:2-4. And this one, I hope, gives you a little more joy, you know, at the end. I'm going to leave you with that. But I felt like this was an important sermon to preach today before I read the scripture. Because there is so much going on, and we all have a story to tell. And I hope through this that I'm really encouraging you in that point to share your story. Share what you've gone through with someone who might need it. There are people who really are just desperate to have someone speak into their life. And not everyone, a pastor can't get around to everyone. Those, you know, people who are caregivers or whatever, they can't get around to everyone. But in your world, there might be someone that you need to speak to, that you can tell them, yes, yeah, I was divorced. Yeah. But look, God did this for me. He brought me out. He gave me new life. Because sometimes the weight of this world and the opinions of people, it can weigh you down. You know, so you need a fresh voice. You need an anointed voice. You need a cheerful voice to share with someone that, hey, yeah, you might be going through now, but if you hang in there, just hang in there. I'm a witness that God can make a difference for you. God will do it for you. You know, let's pray. Tell them, you guys know I love to pray. Let's pray. Tell them to pray and pray that God will make a difference for them. Amen. Final scripture. It's James 1:2-4. And it says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Count it joy, whatever you're going through. Count it all joy, knowing that God is working it all together for your good. He's working faith in you. He's working patience in you. He's giving you a testimony. A testimony that you can share that will bless someone else. I really do. All the choices that I make are that I might be a blessing to someone else. I serve on a lot of boards and a lot, but I serve on a lot of things, but they're intentional because I feel like I can make a difference. I feel like I can bless someone there. And like I tell you guys, there's never a time that I don't find a way to first bring in that I'm at Broadway Christian Church. And then to bring in how good God is and what he's done. When we're talking, no matter who it is, I find a way to bring that in because I feel like God put me in those places for that. He has a plan. He had a plan for my life. And so the things that I've gone through, the things that you've gone through, I know I've shared and talked to a lot of you and you've shared your stories with me. And I know that they will bless someone. Those stories that you have, those things that you've done, this life that you've lived can be a blessing to someone. So don't be ashamed. Don't let the enemy try and make you feel bad about anything that you've gone through, about any challenge that you have faced. No, know that God, it was all a part of his plan. He brought you through it so you could share it with someone else and they'll know God can do it. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He saves. He meets our needs. Amen. He meets our needs. There's a times when you didn't have what you needed and you looked up and God had made the way for you. He made a way where there seems to be no way. He worked it out. He opened doors for you. Amen. You have to share that and tell someone else. You have a testimony to share. Each one of you, you have something you can share with someone. Just be on the lookout for it. Be open. As I said, this is our year of love and of being intentional. Be open to someone sitting next to you and saying something. And you know what? God can work that out for you. You know, be bold. Be brave this year in sharing and being intentional and sharing that God can do it for you. I'm done. That's it. I just was sitting here. I'm done. I'm not going to push anymore. But I just was thinking about how good he is. And it just took my breath away for a moment. So, I want to pray. I want to pray this morning. I want to pray with you. because he is so good, because he is, and he did bring us out, and he did make a way where there seems to be no way, I just want to pray today that you'll begin to walk in that. You'll begin to really appreciate what he's done for you and share it. Because I think you're all grateful for God. And I talk to everybody here. I know you all love God. I know you do. And I know you're grateful for all that he's done. And now I'm just saying, share it with everybody else. Share it with not everybody, with somebody. You know, someone you sit next to, someone you talk to, someone who calls you on the phone. You know, be attentive, hearing what they say and know that, oh, I went through that. And God brought me out. That's it. And that just guides them towards God. That's my treat today. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. God, we give you praise. You're so wonderful. I thank you and I give you honor and glory, and you're just a wonderful God. I do thank you, Lord, for the mercy and the grace that you show us, God. And today, Lord, I'm praying for each one, each member here at Broadway Christian, God, that God, you would guide them to the person that they need to share a testimony with, that you would guide them. And their heart, just what it is they need to say, that would bless someone else. And we thank you for that. All of this, all that we've gone through is a part of your plan. And so we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Lord, we do pray again for all those who are experiencing illnesses, God, who are going through or walking through a journey of sickness. God, we ask that you would be with them, that you would carry them, like you did in the poem Footprints, God, that you would carry them through this situation for them, this illness, that you would be in the midst. And you, God, that you would guide and direct and open doors where doors need to be opened and close doors that need to be closed in their life. And God, we do thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory today. You're such a wonderful and amazing God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.